The madness of March is starting to grow imminent, and it's the final tune-up before hitting the road to the Breslin Center. Harbor Beach tries to remain perfect in divisional play as Sandusky tries to even the score. Good evening and welcome to the regular season finale broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and to the right of me is the one and only Coach John Moody.
Hey, it's great to be in the thumb dome of Sandusky, Michigan. Hey, we're anticipating, Clark, a fantastic game tonight between probably two of the best teams in the GTCE, and they'd be the East, of course. And tell you what, when these two get together, watch out.
Despite having the Greater Thumb East all locked for Harbor Beach, there's still plenty riding on tonight's game. Sandusky wants redemption from the final of a first-round game, and Harbor Beach wants to remain perfect in divisional play. More importantly, though, momentum heading into the MHSA tournament is critical.
You know, back on February 6th, right on the Pirate floor, it was Sandusky that found themselves on the short end of a 48-37 contest. But, you know, you can throw out all the past and all the records and everything. When these two teams get together, it's usually a grudge match. So I think this should be fun tonight.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, and coming up in your WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll take a look at both squads on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Tonight's presentation of WLEW Sports, Harbor Beach at Sandusky, is being presented by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick of M25 and Seaway, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948 in Graf Sandusky. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any form, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. Also taking along is our Director of Sports Information, the original Director of Sports Information, Kayla Carson, to the left of me. Oddly, instead of to the right. It's a little different. I don't know. I don't recognize him. Well, we have a JV game just wrapping up ahead of us here as Harbor Beach and Sandusky are coming to a conclusion here for JV action. Harbor Beach leads 45-43. Jimmy Schalke, the freshman for Harbor Beach, hit a layup with about 12 seconds left. And Sandusky's called timeout with 3.8 seconds left. Two good squads here going at it, John.
Oh, yeah. This is like the watching the future right now. Both squads are well-coached. They're excitable types of teams. They have great skills. It's almost like watching varsity teams.
Decent crowd tonight. It's parents' night in Sandusky here. Good turnout from both squads. Actually, good turnout from Harbor Beach as well. This was one of the marquee matchups that we expected a long ways before the season even started for multiple reasons. But, and of course, as the season progressed, these are the two teams atop of the Greater Thumb East standings. Sandusky inbounding the ball into number 10 top, takes the three at the buzzer, and it's off the mark with 1 second left. And Harbor Beach, all they need to do is inbound this one, and it will be game over. Harbor Beach leading 45-43, and we have one final timeout. Well, when the broadcast schedule was set in stone way back in early December, a lot of speculation had to take place. Team coverage, quality of game, location, date, and of course divisional outcomes all go into the equation, and you hope for the best. Up until about 2 weeks ago, we were on track for one great week of basketball this week with double coverage of Bannex and USA on Tuesday, and then tonight Sandusky and Harbor Beach. Mother Nature had turned its course on Tuesday, canceling that game, and here we are only 4 days before the postseason, and we're at our final regular season broadcast.
And with championships already decided, oh, Clark, what could have been? Prognostication from way back in December to now, this was supposed to be the week to go ahead and decide some things. We really didn't know if Bad X was going to be in the conversation on the West. We figured USA would be there because they always come up with something. But here in the East, figured the two top teams, if you're in no slight to Marlette or even Brown City at the time, we figured these two teams would be the top teams of the East, and they'd be Harbor Beach and Sandusky. But hey, Harbor Beach, this past week, they had to finish strong against some of the second division competition of the East. And Sandusky, well, they did drop a heartbreaker in overtime at Marlette. And so things were decided 1 week early, but hey, we're here anyways.
Well, in just 4 days, all this hype we've been talking about goes out the window. All 95 days of the regular season, doesn't matter. Starting on Monday, it's win or go home. Sandusky heads south of the Brown City District. Harbor Beach heads west to Bad Axe to face off against foes from the GTC. Of course, you can hear every single game of District 83 on the WLEW Sports Network. Coverage begins on Monday, March 9th at 5:30 p.m. with your first game.
Yes, Sandusky is going to face off against Dryden. That's on Monday, the 9th of March. Harbor Beach are going to be taking on the Lakers at Bad Axe. Both games are going to be at 7:30.
But, of course, don't forget about our Sunday presentation of The Baseline, where we talk about all things high school basketball in the Thumb of Michigan. Join John Mooney, Paul Adams, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, as we break down the previous week's games and take a look at the week ahead. You can catch all of this on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 all season long until the season concludes for the region, or live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. It's a big week for us here at WLEW Sports. The Baseline this Sunday, doubleheader games on Monday, doubleheader games on Wednesday. On Thursday, we will have our district special broadcast of the Baseline. Be sure to tune in and take a look at the first 2 days of the postseason action. Then we rejoin you on Saturday for the district final. That tips off at 4 p.m. That's on Saturday at 4 p.m. for the district championship from Bad Axe, and then it's all wrapped up on that Sunday, a week from this Sunday, with the Baseline at 7 p.m.
Yes, we are going to be very busy in the next couple of weeks, but you know, Sundays, that's a great night. After all, how much more entertainment can you get but the Baseline, and also you can go ahead and rush home and watch